USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced Saturday that FEMA will begin to assist with housing the influx of unaccompanied minors at the southern border. In a statement, Mayorkas said that a Border Patrol facility is no place for a child and that FEMA would work to receive, shelter, and transfer unaccompanied minors until their immigration case can be processed. The Secretary's directive is for the next 90 days as border agencies deal with a record number of illegal border crossings, many of them being unaccompanied minors. Representative John Katko says adding those responsibilities to FEMA will take away resources from their vaccination efforts. The New York Republican tells Fox News that the order could impact many Americans.
That crisis was created by Biden's executive order, so there's no doubt the disorder at the border was by executive order, and now they're peeling away precious resources from FEMA. And American citizens who need to get have their vaccines and get the personal protective equipment, everything, are maybe going to suffer because of a lack of attention.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
An apparent warning over COVID from Washington is not being well received in Florida. Mike Fortier reports from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
When President Biden addressed the nation Thursday night to mark 1 year since COVID came to our shores, he seemed to issue a warning.
Because if we don't stay vigilant and the conditions change, then we may have to reinstate restrictions to get back on track.
That remark not sitting well with Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who responded Friday.
Let me just tell you. There's no lockdowns in Florida, okay? We're not let anybody close. We're not going to let anyone close schools. We're not going to let anyone take your jobs. And we're not going to let anyone close your business. So don't worry about that in Florida.
The numbers may back up Florida's approach of defying lockdowns. Despite the presence of the B.1.1.7 variant strain and concerns of a post-Super Bowl spike, COVID cases are still declining. Time will tell if spring break will reverse those gains. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And this is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced Saturday that FEMA will begin to assist with housing the influx of unaccompanied minors at the southern border. In a statement, Mayorkas said that FEMA would work to receive, shelter, and transfer unaccompanied minors until their immigration case can be processed. The Secretary's directive is for the next 90 days as border agencies deal with a record number of illegal border crossings, many of them being unaccompanied minors. Despite issuing the directive, the Biden administration continues to refuse to call the situation on the border a crisis. Former Acting Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan tells Newsmax TV that it's irresponsible not to call it a crisis, and the statistics back that up.
In February, we saw over 100,000 illegal aliens apprehended at the southwest border. We're seeing daily flows anywhere between 4,000 and 500 to what I learned last week was 6,000 in a single day, 800 unaccompanied minors in a single day, and the statistics keep going on. Under anyone's definition, we absolutely have a crisis on the southwest border, and it's just irresponsible that they continue to spend and lie to the American people.
And several college basketball conference championships were up for grabs on Saturday. Rick Pitino will take Iona to the big dance in his first season with the school as the Gaels captured the Mid-Atlantic Athletic Conference title. Pitino becomes just the third coach to take five different schools to the NCAA tournament, joining Lon Kruger and Tubby Smith. Texas, San Diego State, Texas Southern, Georgetown, Georgia Tech, Eastern Washington, Abilene Christian, and North Texas all also punch their tickets to the big dance Saturday with conference championships. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.